John ran down the stairs, a smile on his face, and Rob's letter in his hand. "My brother is going to live," he told the guards. They exchanged a look. He ran back to the common hall where he found Tyrion Lannister just finishing his meal. He grabbed the little man under the arms, hoisted him up in the air, and spun him around in a circle. "Bran is going to live," he whooped. Lannister looked startled. John put him down and thrust the paper into his hands. "Here, read it," he said. Others were gathering around and looking at him curiously. John noticed Gren a few feet away. A thick woolen bandage was wrapped around one hand. He looked anxious and uncomfortable, not menacing at all. John went to him. Gren edged backwards and put up his hands. "Stay away from me now, you bastard." John smiled at him. "I'm sorry about your wrist. Rob used the same move on me once, only with a wooden blade. It hurt like seven hells. Yours must be worse. Look, if you want, I'll show you how to defend that." Alistair Thorne overheard him. "Lord Snow wants to take my place now," he sneered. "I'll have an easier time teaching a wolf to juggle than you will training this oryx." "I'll take that wager, Sir Alistair," John said. "I'd love to see Ghost juggle." John heard Gren suck in his breath. Shocked, silence fell. Then Tyrion Lannister, guffawed. Three of the Black Brothers joined in from a nearby table. The laughter spread up and down the benches until even the cooks joined in. The birds stirred in their rafters, and finally even Gren began to chuckle. Sir Alistair never took his eyes from John. As the laughter rolled around him, his face darkened, and his sword hand curled into a fist. "That was a grievous error, Lord Snow," he said at last, in the acid tones of an enemy.
End of Disc 6.